Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Tes Amid Beis. We're holding daf Tes Amid Beis, where it says in the Gemara, the fourth line, Va'omer Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. V'chein toni Rav Chia Bekulan Nikoyre Behen, V'asura L'zeh Muteres L'zeh, V'asura L'zeh Muteres L'zeh. What is all of this about? We had back on the Amid Aleph, starting about eight lines from the bottom, Levi asked Rebbe, why does our Mishnah only have a list of 15 arayas? Why doesn't it have a list of 16 arayas? Which one should we have added? We should have added our Mishnah Imoi, which would have been a case of Anusas Oviv. We already explained the case yesterday. Yeshem will explain it once again today on the Amid Aleph when we get there. But suffice it to say, he felt we can add another 16th case. Rabbi Zamoichel, please put yourself on mute. Anyway, so he wanted to add one more case. Rabbi, very surprisingly, said to Levi, or said about Levi, Kimdumali she'in le moyach b'kod kodai. This man is not thinking through the question that he is asking. What's the reason why ein le moyach b'kod kodai? Why has he had such a sharp response? So says the Gemara, my daitach, you want to add anusas aviv, you should know that's a plukta de Yehuda v'Rabbanan. It's a machlokes. We had this machlokes back on daf dalid. And we're not talking about machlokes. And therefore we want to bring 15 cases which are universal, universally accepted by all of Chazal, that these are 15 arayas, that they are potter. Not only them, but also the tzorois. And if you're going to bring in anusas of the case of imoy, then that involves a plukta. We don't want to get involved in machlokes. And then we want to ask a series of questions. And now we're back to Tes Amid Beis, where again the Gemara asks, V'omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav said, V'chein toni Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya learned in his braisa, Bekulin about all the cases of our Mishnah, and he created behen wasura lezeh, muteris lezeh, that the one that is also for this one is mutter for the other one. Vasura lezen, the one that's also for this one, muteres lezen, is mutter for the other one. The achoyse shehi yevemta, choyletes oymis yabemes. And the two achoyos, which fell liyibam, each one of them can have either yibam or chalitza. And, as the Gemara will continue the kasha over the next 10 lines or so, and the Gemara is going to say, 3 lines from the bottom, that Kimin the Rav Shimon who the mishkaches lo the Rabbanan loy mishkaches lo the plukta loy kamayri. We're not talking about machloikis. And Rav Safra says, no, we are talking about machloikis. Bottom line, Mitzvah Hashem, when we finish the kasha in approximately a half an hour from now or so, the bottom line of the kasha will be that the only way we can learn our Mishnah in accordance with the rules that Rav Chiya allows for our Mishnah, that Rav Chiya will see again what that means in a moment, it will only be if you add a machloikis. So if we had a machloikis, then we could have added anusas oviv to the list, because one of the 15 involves a machloikis already. So then make 16, and you'll have a second machloikis. That's basically the kasha. However, to understand all of the underpinnings and all of the details of Rav Chiya is a little bit challenging, but in Yetzir Hashem we will all hopefully rise to the occasion. What is Rav Chiya talking about? So there's a Mishnah later on, which we're going to have in Yetzir Hashem on Daf Chof Vav, which is at the beginning of Perek Dalet Achen, where it talks about four brothers. Two of them were married to two sisters. Think of a normal case. I'm sure many of you know families where you have two brothers married to two sisters. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. What happens if instead of just having two brothers and two sisters, we have four brothers? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Two of them are married to two sisters. And therefore, what would normally happen? If the two that are married to the two sisters, let's just call them the Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, Shimon is married to Mrs. Shimon. Those are two sisters. Both Reuven and Shimon, Rachman Litzlan, pass away. And now those two sisters are remaining for Levi and for Yehuda. So normally I would say, okay, let Levi take one, let Yehuda take one, and everything is fine. No, you can't do that. Because we have a rule, Midrabanan, of Achoy Ziku Kosai. What means a choisiku kasai? Just like min ha-toyra, a person is not allowed to go and marry a chois ishtoi, the sister of his wife. Mid rabbanim, you're not allowed to go and marry the sister of your zika. Zika means the lady that has fallen to you for yibam, to whom you have a shtikla marital connection. Not really, it's not really marriage, but nevertheless you have that zika that you have to make a decision. Will I be miyabim, not be miyabim? It's not a simple yo nish nish. You gotta make a decision because you are already umbilically connected with an umbilical cord that you have to decide either we're going to combine the two together, make a yibam, or you're gonna sever the cord. So Midraban Daloch is not only do you have to make a decision about your zika, but you're not allowed to marry the sister of your zika. That's called Achoy Ziku Kasai. Since both of these young ladies are sisters, and they've both fallen the yibam, if I marry either one of them, then I'm going to be marrying the sister of my zika, because both of them are zikas. So therefore, state in the Mishnah on Daf Chavav that both brothers will be potter from doing yibam. However, because of the fact that the Isser v'choisu kakase is nidrabanan, not min ha-toyra, choyletzes v'loy misya bemes. Levin Yehuda, one will go and give a chalitza to one, will give chalitza to the other, and shalom al Yisrael. That's very simple. However, says the Mishnah, what happens if one of the two sisters happens to be an erva to one of the two surviving brothers? In other words, besides the fact that these two young ladies were married to Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon passed away, one of the two young ladies also happens to be the current or the former chamoisai mother-in-law of one of the two surviving brothers. And so therefore, when that surviving brother sees the landscape of the two women that are forming the yibam, he immediately says, that lady I cannot marry because it's my mother-in-law. So both for halachic reasons and for social and cultural reasons, I can't possibly marry my mother-in-law. And so therefore it's not even his zika. She doesn't fully even to him. Ah! So then that brother, Levi LeMashal, if Levi's mother-in-law is one of the two women, so since that woman is out of the picture, he can't be miyabim her, there's no zika, so then Levi can go and be miyabim the other woman, meaning the one that was LeMashal Shimon's wife. He can't go and marry Reuven's wife, that's his chamoisai, but he can marry the late Shimon's wife, that would be fine. Yehuda, on the other hand, that has no connection to the either of them, he couldn't be miyabim either one because they're both achoy ziku kasai. And then the Mishnah throws in another curveball. What happens if the both of the women happen to be chamoisais of each one? Rachel, Eishes Reuven, happens to be chamoisai of Levi. Leah, the Amona of Shimon, happens to be the chamoisai of Yehuda. So then neither of the two can go and marry their own chamoisai, but they couldn't marry the other one. So therefore, Levi will be able to go and marry the chamoisai of Shimon, because it's not his chamoisai, or the chamoisai really of Yehuda. Levi says, not my chamoisai, it's Yehuda's chamoisai. So therefore, I only have a zika to one of the two ladies, and I'll be miyabim her. And the same thing goes for Yehuda. He'll say that I can't go and be miyabim my chamoisai, but I can go and marry the other lady. So in that case, that's what the Gemara calls muteris lezeh asura lezeh. Getting back to our Gemara b'chintani rabchia b'kulan nikoyer behen, about all 15 in our Mishnah, we say who asura lezeh muteris lezeh. I can have a case of the four brothers, Reuven and Shimon, both passing away, having married two sisters, and the two sisters, one of them will be mutter to the surviving brother, one of them will be ushered to the surviving brother, because one of them is the chamoisai lemarshal of Levi. The other is the chamoisai of Yehuda. And so therefore, asura lezeh, the chamoisai of Levi will be ushered to Levi, but be mutter to Yehuda. On the other hand, the chamoisai of Yehuda will be ushered to Yehuda, but be mutter to Levi. So that's what it's saying. Just bear with me. Asura lezeh muteris lezeh, asura lezeh muteris lezeh. And as a result, even though there are two sisters, both falling for Yibam, where normally I would say, no, Chayletis, Oymis Yabemis, each one of them will be able to get either Chalita or Yibam from the surviving brother to whom there is no Erva relationship. That's how, now that Mishnah in Mesechtis, and then Mesechtis, but in Daf Chavav, that's talking about the facts of that situation, and with the example that we just gave now, that the two sisters happen to be both Chamoisois, a Chamoisai to Levi and a Chamoisai to Yehuda. What Reb Chiya says is that I can find the same thing about all 15 in our Mishnah. That what? That Levi and Yehuda, the surviving brothers, will be able to go and each be miyabim one of the two women that fell yivam, because the other one is, for instance, my bitoy, and the other one is his bitoy. The first one happens to be the bas bitoy, and it's his, and the second one is his bas bitoy. The next case of our Mishnah, for the first surviving brother, it's bas benoy, and for the other one, it's his bas benoy. So each time there are two brothers that were married to two sisters, and in each case I can find that the two sisters can be nisiyabim to one of the surviving brothers, because the other one happens to be an erva to the other brother. That's what we're going to go through now in our Gemara. But in the meantime, I see Barry has a question.
If we have achosu kukaso, which is midrabanan, and we have erva, which is minat Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Is the principle that the erva relationship overwhelms the achosu kukaso relationship? Because even though this might be his mother-in-law, etc., they still remain achosu kukaso. So we're saying is that is destroyed by the erva relationship? Because achosu kukaso is still, these two women are still two sisters, and these two women are still achosu kukaso. So without the erva relationship layer added onto it, we still have this issue of achosu kukaso, which persists and locks them from it's saying yibum. I mean, you can do yibum. It's astounding.
Okay, so I hear your question, and the answer is the definition of the word zika is not a yavama that survives after her husband passed away, and now the yavam has to make a decision, yes or no. The definition of zika means a woman that is eligible for yibum or for chalitza. If she's not eligible because she happens to be like one of the 15 cases in our Mishnah, then she's not called a zika at all. Now her sister is an achois of an erva, which is not in the parish of yibum.
I see. Zika doesn't, the label zika does not attach, so you don't have an achos of kosa problem whatsoever.
Exactly.
Thank you for answering my question.
No, my pleasure. The case that we just gave now, the two chamoisois, that's a relatively easy case because I can see you have two sisters, each one of them, think in terms of a modern day world, you have two ladies or sisters, and each one of them, Baruch Hashem, got married, each one of them, Baruch Hashem, has a mishpacha, and each one of them has a daughter, and each one married off the daughter successfully, and therefore each one of them has an eidim, so you can have an eidim by lady number one, by Leah, you can have an eidim by lady number two, Rachel, and Leah and Rachel happen to be sisters. You know, it's normally a big mishpacha, Baruch Hashem, each one has children, and each one has eidims, and you have two chamoisais. So you can have a situation of Reuven and Shimon, and Levi and Yehuda, Reuven and Shimon having married two sisters. The two sisters happen to be the chamoisais of Levi and Yehuda, respectively, and that's how it would turn out that Levi can be miyabim, the chamoisai of Yehuda, and the Yehuda can be miyabim, the chamoisai of Levi, and Shalom Yisrael. That's easy. The question is, how do you find that in all the 15 cases of our Mishnah, that, for instance, you have Reuven and Shimon, who were married to the two, Rachel and Leah, how do you find that Rachel and Leah, respectively, happen to be the daughters of Levi and Yehuda, so that when Reuven and Shimon pass away, Levi and Yehuda say, I can't go marry my daughter, and therefore I'll marry Yehuda's daughter. And Yehuda says, I can marry Levi's daughter. How can you figure out all of those 15 cases? And that's why you have probably the longest Rashi in Shas, which starts here from about the 10th line from the top, and goes down to, and our Gemara goes down to Eishes Achav Shalei Ba'olamai, which is 10 lines from the bottom, but really and truly, it should go down another 10 lines, because that's just a continuation of the earlier Rashi. And the reason why Rashi is so long is because he goes through all of the 15 cases. Rashi does it in a very succinct, summary fashion, relying on our seichel. But in our generation, my seichel is somewhat limited, and therefore, Art Scroll really does a beautiful job and has three full pages going through all of the 15 cases. So anybody that after the shiur is really curious and really wants to go through each one in excruciating detail, you have Art Scroll that goes through A, B, C, D, E, I think up to N or O or whatever. You'll see it in the Art Scroll. Anyway, we'll do a quick look at this Rashi. We're not going to go through the whole thing because then we'd be here until Purim, literally. And therefore, we'll just start from about 10 lines from the top. I hope everybody has that. Dalet Achim, Shnayim Nosu Shtei Achoyos. Two brothers married two sisters. Umesu Anesunis Achoyos. And those that were married to the Achoyos, that is Reuben and Shimon, passed away. And now, what happens? So Levi and Yehuda have now two women left for them to be miyabim, but those two women are shtei achoyos. Hari elu chotzos v'loy nesiabmos. Why did they do chalitza? Lefi shesteyin zekukos lezeh, u'shteyin zekukos lezeh. Both sisters are zokot, means there's a zika, both two, Levi and Yehuda. V'nosef hai, and if Levi were to go and marry either one of the two sisters, it's a sister of a Zika. Not only is she a Zika, but she's also the sister of a Zika. The Damian, it's similar in concept, l'achois isha b'chayeha, as if it was an achois isha, because the Zika is an ashtikal ishus. It's not, of course, a full ishus, ashtikala, and therefore it's almost like achois isha. Uktani hasa, it says over there, achois achas mehen asura alo echad. What happens if one of the two is ushered to one of the surviving brothers out of Israel? Then Osir Ba, obviously the son-in-law would not be able to miyabim his mother-in-law, and then he'd be able to go marry the Achoisa. Why? Answering now Barry's question, the lava choisa kukasi. It's not an achoisika, there is no zika. Mishem dehach, ervihi veloiza kukale. Drachmona patra minei, midrashas, aleha, aleha. Vasheni also bishtein. And the second of the surviving brothers could not marry either one. Why not? Because each one is an achois zukra kukasi. However, what happens if the second one also is also to one of the two of this erva? Keep going. What happens is, who asura lezeh, muteres lezeh. What does that mean? Keep going. Ruch of aleya shtei achoyos, v'nofle lefnei levi v'yehuda. Why? Because the shtei achoyos, ruch of aleya, were married to Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon passed away. Rachav and Leah, their almanos now fall v'naf lefnei Levi v'Yehuda, and it turns out the Rachel is chamoisa shel Levi, v'Leah chamoisa shel Yehuda. So since Rachel is the mother-in-law of Levi, Rachel asur l'Levi. But mutaris Yehuda, there's no reason why Rachel cannot be nisiyabim to Yehuda. Yehuda has no relationship to the chamoisa shel Levi. The lava choisa kukasi. It's not as a choisa zakuka. Why? The Leia loy zakuka lay. I have nothing to do with Leia. What do you mean? She just fell liyimim. No, she didn't fall liyimim. The chamoisi. The Leia asura liyehuda. Umateris lelevi. And it's not his a choisa kukasi. The rocha loy zakuka lay. The chamoisi. So that again reinforces what we talked about before, Barry. And that is that neither Rachel is a Zika to Levi, nor is Leah a Zika to Yehuda, because in each case they happen to be the respective mothers-in-law of Levi and Yehuda. So therefore it's not a Zika at all. They're off the chart, off the radar screen, nothing to talk about. And therefore the one that is the other Yevamah, that does fall a Zika to me, to Yevam. Well, then I have to make a decision, either to Yevam or chalitza, uktani hasam. That's what it says in Daf Chavah. Zui she'amru achoisa kishehi yevemta oy chaletzes oy misyabemes. What do those words mean? Shtei achoyes. Shehen yevomes zu lizu. two sisters. They're both Yevamis. Why? Because they married Shenof Lishnei Yachin. Shenof Lishnei Yachin, and they fall to the surviving two brothers. So if there was no Erva involved at all, then both of them would be Chosois Veloi Misyabmois. Why Chosois Veloi Misyabmois? Because they're both Achoy Zikukos. So Midrabanan, he cannot be Miyabim. But what does he have to do? So he gets Chalitza. But since in this case, both Leah and Rachel happened to be Ervis to Levi and Yehuda respectively. So therefore, Levi can decide if he wants to give a halitza or a yibam to Rachel, and Yehuda can decide whether he wants to do a yibam or halitza to Rachel or to Leah, etc. So Reuyes, when we say the words Eichotzim Misyabais, Reuyes the halitza or yibam. And again, Rashi repeats, "Going to hoise kolachas asura le'echad iser erba kineparishes," like we just explained. So now that's a relatively easy case. The Chomer Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda now adds all of this that we said until now is basically the Mishnah on Daf Chavav. So when we get to Daf Chavav, we'll be able to just say we learned it already in Daf Tes. We don't have to review it. But the Gemara is adding now. The Chomer Rav Yehuda bekulan and all of the Tes vav aroyas ani koyre behem. Mishnah Zu, Vasur Lezet, Muteris Lezet, Vasur Lezet, Muteris Lezet, which means Levi can go and marry the Chamoise of Yehuda, and Yehuda can marry the Chamoise of Levi, but not vice versa, but Levi can't marry his own Chamoise, and Yehuda can't marry his Chamoise, but that's the Chamoise case. Kaloim Efshel Iskaim Mishkachas Bekulan. You can not only find the case where it's two Chamoises, but also in all cases, the marshal shiu beza choyos noiflis of nei bnei achim bezachim, the two sisters fall leivim to the two remaining surviving brothers. Vizu asur lezem mishum the marshal bitoy, vizu asur lezem mishum bitoy, mechain bas bitoy and bas benoy and then bas ishtoy mechain kulon utei asur lezem uteres lezem asur lezem uteres lezem visiab mishneim or yischal tishneim. Even though normally I would say, no, you don't say because it didn't fall leave. I hope everybody is following until this point.
Very clear, yes.
Try. Now, the first case of the mission is Bitoi.
Are you continuing, Rashi?
Yes. Bitoi mishkachas lo ela Bitoi me'anusasai. The only case that you can go and find of the two brothers marrying the two sisters, and then the two brothers passing away, the two sisters falling leivim to the two surviving brothers, if you're talking about a bita man of sasai case, she efshel a bita shel Uvein ubita shel Shimon liois achoyes mino aim. What is Rashi saying now? So let's stop for 1 second and let's think about the bita case in our Mishnah. What's the bita case in our Mishnah that we have? That our Mishnah is talking about two brothers. One brother married his niece. That brother Nebuch passed away. And now the remaining brother, the surviving brother, says, I can't go and be married to this young lady. It's my daughter. That's why it says in the Mishnah that it is exempt from Yibam, Poitus, and Poitus, Sura Sayin, let's say Fedorius, Sura Sayin, etc. Good. A simple case, right? Good. Yeah, Mishnah is talking about Rashi, said, Bita Manusasi, because it's Vasishtar. We don't have to get involved in that. Anyway, getting back to Amara. So let's think about this. So we have to have now two brothers who are married to two sisters, and the two sisters, let's again give them names. Reuben Shimon, Lady Yehuda. Reuben Shimon are always the ones never to pass away. Reuben Shimon are married to Mishul, Rachel, and Leah. Reuben is married to Rachel, Shimon is married to Leah. What happens now? It turns out that Rachel and Leah, who are now Yevomois, falling to Levi and to Yehuda, that Levi looks at Rachel and says, hey, you're my daughter. Yehuda says to Leah, you're my daughter. I can't marry my daughter. And if I'm going to go marry the other daughter, not my daughter, I'm going to marry Yehuda's daughter. And similarly, Yehuda says, I can't go marry my daughter, I'll marry Levi's daughter. Yeah. On the surface, it sounds fine. But let's think about this. How could it possibly be that Reuven and Shimon, who are brothers, have each one a daughter that both happen to be sisters of one another? That Reuven has two daughters that are sisters, that makes sense. That Shimon has two daughters that are sisters, that makes sense. But how can Reuven and Shimon, being two brothers, have two daughters that are sisters? if anything, the two daughters should be cousins of one another, right? That's right. If any of you have brothers and you have a daughter and your brother has a daughter, then the daughters are cousins. How would they possibly be sisters? Oh, it must be that they're not sisters min ho'av, but they're sisters min ho'ein. How would they be sisters min ho'ein? That Reuben and Shimon were married to the same woman. Can be married simultaneously, so it must be l'chayr Reuven married a lady, Sprinzer, right? You like the name Sprinzer, and they had a daughter, and then the Reuven Sprinzer couldn't see eye to eye on certain political events, like in Ukraine or the Democrats and the Republicans. One second, and then they got a divorce, and now this former Mrs. Reuven now goes and marries Shimon, and they have a daughter, and now these two daughters both had the same mommy. What was the mommy's name?
Sprinza. But they're not full sisters.
They're not full sisters. They don't have to be full sisters. They only half sisters. Right. And that's the case of the two achoyes. Ah, and what happens now? Reuben and Shimon pass away, and now they fall to Levi and Yehuda, or it's the other way around, right? Shimon, Levi and Yehuda pass away because they married the two sisters, and now they fall back to Reuben and Shimon, and Reuben says, I can't go marry my own daughter, and Shimon says, I can't marry my own daughter. So l'chayr, that would be the case of the Asur Lezem or Teres Lezem. There is one fly in the ointment, and this is what Barry wants to ask, and I didn't let him, and that is?
If you have, how can a man marry a woman and his brother's still alive, it's Eishes Ach, it's Erva.
Absolutely.
There must be
Anusasa. Who is that? Brother Shai?
No, brother. Yes.
Beautiful. So that's exactly what our Gemara says, that the only way that you can find such a situation is Bita Manusase. Because, again, what was the case that we painted? That Reuven was married to this lady, and then afterwards he divorced her, and then Shimon married her and also had a daughter. How can Shimon go and marry Reuven's former wife? After all, that's Eishesach, and Eishesach is one of the Aroyas written in the Torah, and that's the whole Yibam about Eishesach, right? Ein Lebanim, Yesh Lebanim. But the point is, how can Shimon go and marry her? So must be that Reuven never married this lady in the first place. But rather, Reuven, unfortunately, was ma'anis her. Ma'anis means either he violated her or there was a consensual relationship. And then after that, Shimon took advantage and he also did the same. Also either ma'anis or mafata, and he also lived with her. Was it a nice thing to do? Neither Reuven or Shimon deserve either Shlishi or Shishi or Mafta. Certainly not Mafta Yoina. But nevertheless, that's what they did. Okay, and now each one, when they lived with that woman, had a baby daughter. So therefore, although it's, in English they call it born out of wedlock, it's not a mamzer, it's not a miyuchas, but it is what it is. So Reuven now has his daughter, and Shimon now has his daughter. The two daughters are sisters because their mother is Sprinza. And now what happens is, the two of them need shidduchim, Baruch Hashem, because they had so much money, even though they didn't have yichas, they were able to go marry Levi and Yehuda. Also it helps that Levi and Yehuda were brothers of Reuven and Shimon, and so they knew that they're wonderful girls. Anyway, they got married. Levi and Yehuda eventually passed away, leaving these two girls now to Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon cannot possibly go and be Meyabim. Reuven can't be Meyabim his own daughter. Shimon can't be Meyabim his own daughter. So what they do is they make a switch. Reuven can be Meyabim Shimon's daughter. Shimon can be Meyabim Reuven's daughter. And that's what we have. So on that point, just focusing on our Gemara, back to the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Metargim. If you look at about six lines from the top of the Omer, Rav Yehuda Metargim, Mechamois Ve'elach. He says not all 15, only the case of from Chamoisai and further. Chamoisai is case number 7 in the Mishnah. So I only have 9 cases from Chamoisai until Kalosai, which is the final one. Those are the cases about which Rabbi Chiya said, why not? Avashita Bavi Deresha Loi. But I leave out the first 6, my timer. Kim the Bitoi, but Oinsa Mishkachasla. Then Nisun Loi Mishkachasla. By Bitoi, as we just said now, you cannot be talking about Nisun. You heard very, very authoritatively from Barry that it's impossible for Shimon to go and marry the Eishes Reuven because it would be Eishes Ach. So it has to be talking about a situation of Oinus. Says Rav Yehuda, I don't want to talk about oins. You know, we shouldn't even be talking in besmedish about oins. Ma'anis chasishom for that. Say kimi the beat of my oins and mishkachasla. Misun la mishkachasla. Misun kamayri ba oins loy kamayri. When Reb Chiya gave his rule, the kulan ani koyim behemes. Who was that? He's talking about alus b'derek heter, not chasishom, something that involved a ma'isa of anusa or of pipitoy. I don't want to talk about that. The Abaye matargim, and Abaye says that af bita munusar. Say no, you don't have to start from chamoisoy ve'elach. You can start from bitoy. Kiven dashkuchim mishkachesla. Since I find that there is a case by bitoy, okay, it's not the cleanest case in the world. It's bita munusar. Say, see, Abaye manoins and tevi, Abaye manusun tevi. About all 15, as long as we can find and conjure up a case. Whether it involves minim nisuin, which of course would be preferable, but if it's ointed, no, it's not ointed. The only problem that we're going to have is with Eishes Ochav Shloyoi Balomoi, which we're going to talk about in a minute. So, bottom line is, there is no machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Abaye lahalacha. They both agree that the only time I could have this statement of Rav Chiya, Asur Lezem Muteres Lezeh, Asur Lezem Muteres Lezeh, by case of Bitoi, it's only by bitay me anusase. That everybody agrees. The only question is, did Reb Chiya say his bekulan ani koyre on all 15 cases of the Mishnah and include the bitay me anusase case? Or did Reb Chiya want to only talk about clean cases, not involving any type of mischief, if you will? No anusa, no consensual. Everything should be kedasu kedin. And therefore, we leave out the first six cases and we start from case number seven from chamoise. Now, the truth be told, that this bitay Manasasi is only with respect to the first case. The next five cases, which in our Mishnah is Bas Bitoy and Bas Benoy, and then Bas Ishtoy and Bas Bito and Bas Benoy, like we have in the Mishnah, the other ones can be worked out with Nisun. It doesn't have to be only with Oinsen. But Rashi says, since the first one of the Bonoy's case, it's like, you know, you had the Benoy's groups, just like you have the Pirchei Aguda, they had the Benoy's Aguda, so you have all these Benoy's in our Aguda, these are. Anyway, so since the first one is not a good one, so we just leave out the whole package, the whole set of all the benois of all six. If you look at the last Rashi, all the way in the bottom, two lines from the bottom, kimin de bitoy, loy mitoikman, now onto the last line, el vabasa nusa, ukir bashinon, like we just said, ointzen loy kamayda masthisen. So, lechoyra, I could just say, leave out the first case, and learn the other 14 cases. V'aydid loitoni bitoy, loitoni lehu lekulu aroyes mishun tzad bitoy. Anyone that involves a psabitoy, a bas benoy, a bas bitoy, a bas ishtoy, anything that the word bas, they are all these bus cases, take them off the bus, and we just go start from chamoise. Okay, but now, without going through, if we want to go through all the 15 cases, would be first very, very challenging, but it would also be very time-consuming. So we're just going to touch on the Moshe, the Bas Binoy, and the Bas Bito cases, because those are the next two. Just to illustrate how this works with Teres Hazer, Asur Hazer, Teres Hazer, Asur Hazer. So how do you have the Bas Binoy cases? So you have the Moshe, start again with Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon, each one of them had a son. How did each one have a son? I mean, each one was married. Reuven was married to Mrs. Reuven, Shimon married to Mrs. Shimon, and each one had a son. It's not important about the Mrs. Reuven, Mrs. Shimon. We just know that Reuven has a son, and Shimon has a son. Now, these two sons, are they related to each other? Yes. Of course. They are cousins, right? They're sons of the two brothers. Fine. What did these two cousins now do? Each one of the cousins now married in order. First, the son of Reuven married. Who did he marry?
Genendel.
Genendel? You don't like Spence anymore? Okay, Reuven Genendel. So the first one married Genendel. And they had a child. They had a daughter. And for some reason, they didn't see eye to eye on Ukrainian matters, on political matters, Democrats, Knicks, Yankees. Doesn't make a difference. They didn't see eye to eye. What do you think happened? It was Nebuchad yet. They got divorced. Is there any problem you get divorced? Nebuchad, Sir Rahman. So now, who did she remarry? She now married the cousin. Is there any reason why she can't marry the cousin?
No.
No, fine, she married the cousin. And they had a daughter. So both the Reuven's son had a daughter from Sprinza, and Shimon's son had a daughter from the same Sprinza. So those two, in one sense, they happen to be second cousins, but I'm not worried about that. And also, they also happen to be, these two daughters, they happen to be sisters. Why are they sisters? Because they have the same mother, Who's the mother?
Genendel.
Genendel. Don't mix up the cases. Genendel. He Daniel decided. Okay. Good. So you have now these two girls. These two girls happen to be sisters. These two sisters, in each case, are Bas Binoy to Reuven. The other one is Bas Binoy of Shimon. There was no hanky-panky. Everything was totally legitimate. The two.
Chuv of
Kedushin with the Shemsta, the Edom, and everything else he went outside of Yosef.
But who was Binoy by it?
Who's benoit by what? Let's hear it. I think Shelley has something witty to add here.
Sorry, what was the witty part?
I'm sorry, I missed it. Could you repeat it? Who was the...
You repeat it, you'll get it.
Who is the benoit?
Benoit by it.
Who is the benoit by it? The benoit by it.
Annoyed.
Okay. Very good. Keep up the good work. Beautiful. Anyway, so what happens now? Now the two daughters of Reuven's son and Shimon's son, those two daughters who happen to be sisters, they married Levi and Yehuda. Guess what happened to Levi and Yehuda? Unfortunately, they passed away. Now these two fall Leibim to Reuven and Shimon. Can Reuven and Shimon possibly marry them?
Of course not.
Of course not. Reuven can't marry his own granddaughter, but he can marry Shimon's granddaughter. Why? Because it's his great niece. There's no problem. An uncle's allowed to marry a niece. He's allowed to marry a great niece. And Shimon will marry the granddaughter of Reuven. Right? So that is works out. Let's talk about the next case. And that's the Bas Bitoy case. What's the Bas Bitoy case? Again, we start off with Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven and Shimon, with their respective wives, each one of them had a daughter. And that's fine, you know. Reuven has a daughter and Shimon has a daughter. And the daughters are, how are the daughters related to each other?
They're cousins.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Fine. And now what happened to the two daughters? They both, this is talking before Rabbeinu Gershom's times, they both found a gewaldige chusin. Chusin's name was Moshe. And the chusin Moshe, as it certainly gets more difficult to understand, Jeff is leaving us a chat, but I didn't have a chance to read it. Okay, anyway. So now Moshe, who lives in Chicago, goes and marries both of those girls together. Is he allowed to marry before Rabbeinu Gershom? Is there any reason why he can't marry?
They're cousins.
Exactly. He can marry. There's nothing wrong with that. Fine. Good. And Baruch Hashem, this fellow Moshe, together with the two women, he has, Baruch Hashem, from woman number one, he has a child, and from woman number two, he has a child. So now those two, and both of them happen to be girls. Both of them are not girls from the same mother, but it's the same father. Who's the same father?
Moshe,
who is married to the two young. Nothing wrong with that. And they happen to be the cousins, right? These cousins, the ladies got married to Moshe. Moshe wouldn't do anything wrong. So Moshe married the two cousins, and therefore he had daughters from each. The daughters from each, both of them are now sisters, because they're both Moshe's children. And now they went and married Levi and Yehuda, who are the two brothers of Reuven and Shimon.
Their grandfather.
Remember, Reuven and Shimon were the grandfathers, right, the respective grandfathers.
The maternal grandfathers
of the two young women. And now these two young women married Levi and Yehuda. Levi and Yehuda never passed away. The two young ladies now fall back to Reuven and Shimon. Can Reuven possibly marry his own granddaughter? No. Can Shimon marry his granddaughter? No. But Reuven can go and marry Shimon's granddaughter. Shimon can go and marry Reuven's granddaughter, and therefore, so you see, you can find each one of these cases, and so on and so forth, and Rashi goes through each and every one, and I'm a habit all of you to continue learning the Rashi, or to go through the art scroll to get the cheshbonus and all the others, but they work, they all work. The one that we have the most problem with, we get now to four lines from the bottom. But we cannot find the case by Oishes Ochiv Shalei Hoye Boi Lomai. Why not? My time. We could find the case. But according to Rabbanan, we cannot find the case. We don't want to get involved in Machlokes. What was the Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan? We mentioned that at the top of the Omud, at the end of yesterday's shir. You look at the top of the Omud, again about the Eishes Achshalei Hoye Boi Lomai, the Pliyi Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan, is a Machlokes there, Uketani, and nevertheless it's brought in our Mishnah, so we see that our Mishnah does include a case of a Machlokes. So the Omud talking about the Noilad, Reb Shimon does not argue. What exactly is the case of the Neudlut Zeitgeben. So without going through the case of yesterday, we'll just go straight to the case of today, why the case of today works according to Reb Chiya, only according to Reb Shimon, and not according to Rabban. And in order to find that, it's not necessary to have four brothers married, two of them married to two sisters. We have to have six brothers all together, two of whom are married to two sisters. And as we'll see, initially there are going to be four brothers on the scene, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. What's going to happen is when Reuven passes away, Baruch Hashem, the mother of Reuven is still productive, and she has, Baruch Hashem, a new son. And that son is going to be called Yisachar. Yisachar won't be able to go and be Miyabim, the daughter of Reuven, because of the fact that it was an Eishes Ach Shlei Hoyed Boi Lomai. When Yisachar was born, he never met Reuven, and since they're not Yeshua Achim Yachtov, he won't be able to come in Miyabim, the Eishes Reuven. What's going to happen is that afterwards, when Levi marries the former Eishes Reuven through Yibam, because Levi was around, right? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, they were all around at the time. It was an Eishes Ach Shehoyed Boi Lomai. Levi's going to go and marry. And then Levi's going to pass away, unfortunately. Will Yisachar at this point be able to go and be Miyabim, the Eishes Levi? Who was the former Eishes Reuven? That's where the crux of the machloikis is between Reb Shimon and the Rabban. According to Reb Shimon, if in fact he was born in between the Misa that Reuven passed away and when Levi came on, so that's what the Gemara is going to call on the top of the Amid, Simonech Meis Noilad V'Yovam. Reuven passed away, Yisachar was born, and then Yovam, then Shimon, not Shimon, but then Levi was Miyabim her. Since vis-a-vis Yisachar, Yisachar has no business in being Miyabim, the Eishes Reuven now, because it's a Eishes actually a Beilam, right? But in 20 years from now, or at least 13 years from now, when afterward, in Chas Hashanah, when Levi passes away, not Levi, Levi passes away, and now this young lady falls to our Yisachar, will Yisachar be able to go and say, I'm not thinking about Reuven, I'm only thinking vis-a-vis Levi, because I never knew Reuven.
Right.
So what's the status then? And that would be the crux of the Machlokes Reb Shimon Rabbanan. Let's look at the Rashi, who explains it very, very nicely. The Rashi is about 10 lines from the bottom. We have to learn the Rashi slowly, so that we halt kop, me halt cheshvin. You have the Rashi 10 lines from the bottom. Have a good day. We'll see Mitchum tonight and tomorrow.
Yes. Tomorrow, yes.
Okay, and tonight also.
Come,
you come. You can call me, we'll talk about it. Eish is actually by Lomi, about 10 lines to the back.
No mishkaches.
Zot Rashi. Lo mishkaches lo, el lo alibed Rav Shimon. How, according to Rabbanan, it doesn't work. There's no case of the Eish is actually by Lomi.
The label Eish is Ruvain persists forever.
Exactly right. But according to Rav Shimon, it would be mutter. So what is that case? Sure. Says the Gemara, the Yibayim, uvesoif noilet. The simonech, and the simon is meis nerdet the yom, meis nerdet the yom, like you have at the top of the yom. So explains Rashi. Here you go. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, all bnei Yaakov, right? Four brothers, all sons of the same Yaakov. The nasur Reuven, the Shimon, shtei achoyes. Reuven and Shimon married two sisters. Umeis Reuven blei bonim, and Reuven passed away without leaving any children. Rachmon uzla. The nerdet Yisachar li Yaakov, and now Yisachar was born. In addition to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, now Yisachar comes on the scene, born to Yaakov. Umetzah liyavemta zekuka liyibum, and he found the Yavama, meaning Mrs. Reuven, is zekuka liyibum. She needs to go and be Miss Yaakov. She's a zika, but asurulai, it's not my zika. Says Yisachar, Yishim Eishes Achshalei by Lamai, and therefore I'm out of the equation. Of course, anyway, he's still a baby.
Right.
But just in case all of the brothers dilly-dallied for 13 years, and then they say, no, Yisachar, why don't you go and marry? I can't marry her. It's an Erva. Okay, so didn't wait for 13 years. V'yibma Levi. So Levi was Miyabim. Fine. Umay Shimon Achrei Chayim. Subsequently, Shimon unfortunately passed away. Again, Shimon, who was born, was married to
Mrs. Shimon.
To Mrs. Shimon, who happens to have been a sister. There were two sisters over here. She was a sister to Mrs. Ruvain. The Noilet Zvulin. After Shimon passes away, Mrs. Shimon now falls Liyibum. And before anybody had a chance to be Miyabim, now Zvulin was born. That was identical situation, just like by Yisachar that we had before. Umitzah Olav Beisr. So Zvulin says, don't talk to me about being Miyabim. Mm-hmm. Number one, I'm still a baby. But number two, even when I get to 13 years old, I can't possibly go and marry her because I never knew Shimai. That's an Ashes, actually, how you belong. So, okay, fine. Zvulin, you're disqualified. Be Miyuda. So Yehuda now married her. So now we have both the Ashes Reuven now is the Ashes Levi, and the former Ashes Shimon is now the Ashes Yehuda. Umeisi Levi Yehuda. Now Levi Yehuda now passed away. The Noflu Achoyis Halolu Lifnei Yisachar and Zvulun. Now who is left over? Reuven and Shimon already passed away before, right? 20 years ago. Right. Levi Yehuda now just passed away. Of all the six brothers, now you got Yisachar and Zvulun remaining. Okay, so now what happens now? So the Choyra, according to the Rabbanan, Yisachar and Zvulun said, we cannot go and marry these ladies because they were Eishes Ashlei by Lamai. Oh, now we're going to see. So what happens? Nofla Choyis Halol Lefnei Yisachar Zvulun. Eishes Levi Asur Li Yisachar, the wife of Levi cannot go and marry Yisachar. Why? Neshebo Umetzo'o Beisur Nefilas Reuven Shehaya Achiv Shloyoi by Lamai. So Yisachar cannot possibly go and marry Eishes Levi, who was formerly Eishes Reuven,
because they were contemporaries.
Because Yisachar was born at the time of the Zika, and therefore the Zika, when Reuven had passed away, before Levi had been Miyavim. Since Yisachar was born at that time, there was an Eishes Ach Shloyoi by Lamai Iser that attached, and he could not marry Eishes Reuven. And he'll never be able to marry Eishes Reuven. However, Umuteris Lezvulin. But Zvulin could marry her. Why can Zvulin marry her? Because according to Reb Shimon, since when Zvulin was born, Reuven was already history. That was years ago. Remember, Zvulin was born between Shimon, when Shimon passed away, and before Yehuda was Miyabim, her. And therefore, that's when Zvulin came on the scene, but by the time Zvulun came on the scene, Eishes Reuven had already been nisiyabim through Levi. So as far as Zvulun is concerned, if you ask Zvulun, how are you related to this lady? It was the wife of my brother Levi, but it was also the wife of your brother Reuven. I never knew Reuven. Reuven is history, he's for the history books, I never knew him. And not only did I know him, the Chaim, I didn't even know him during the time of the Zika, says Reb Shimon. Since he had no relationship at all, this is an Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoye by Lomai at any time, and he is allowed to go and marry now the Eishes Levi. Why? Why is it better?
Right.
Because Noilat Zvulin Farnes Yabna Zu LeLevi. When Zvulin was born, Levi had already been Miyabing the Eishes Reuven. Ubiyiben V'Lepseif Noilat Shari Reb Shimon. And that's the Chiddush of Reb Shimon. That if you had a case of Yibam V'Lepseif Noilat, what's the benefit of that case? And the benefit of that case is
the Zika is gone.
The Zika of the original Eishes Reuven
is gone.
It didn't exist vis-a-vis this Noilat,
right?
Because as a result of the Yibam, no more
Zika,
no more Zika, no more Yibam, no more Chalitza, as you always kindly say, Ishtar L'chol Dover. As far as Yisachar, as far as Zvulun is concerned, not Yisachar, but Zvulun is concerned, this has been Eishes Levi throughout. And so therefore I have nothing to do. That's why Shor Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says it's mutter. And the same thing. The Eishes Yehuda Asur Lizvulin. Why is Eishes Yehuda Asur Lizvulin? Neshebo Umetzah Beisr Nefilas Nisue Shimon Ochir Shlihoye Ba'olam. Because remember, Zvulin was born at the time of the Zika when Shimon passed away, before Yehuda had a chance to go and be Miyabim. Since Zvulin was born at that time, he will never be able to go and marry the current Eishes Yehuda, previously Eishes Shimon, because it's an Eishes Achshaloyoy Ba'ilam. However, but Yisachar is allowed to go and marry that Eshes Yehuda, who was previously the Eshes Shemite, because when Yisachar was born, Shimon was alive and kicking. In fact, Shimon was the one that was the passed away subsequently, right? So therefore, Yisachar and Shimon were Achim Shehoyu Ba'olam together, right? And therefore Yisachar can go and marry now the Eshes Yehuda. Zebulun will be able to go and marry the Eshes Levi. How can Shimon go and marry, not Shimon, how can Zebulun go and marry the Eshes Levi? After all, there was Eshes Levi was originally Eshes Reuven, and therefore that's an Eshes Ashlari Ba'olam. Says Zvulun, I never knew Reuven, I never had a Zika to Reuven, so that doesn't count. It's off the radar screen. I only have to deal with those that were living and that passed away during my lifetime. So Zvulun says, vis-a-vis, the Eshes Reuven had nothing to do with Reuven, it only had to do with Levi, and Levi was in my lifetime. I'll be able to go meet Miyabim, the Eshes Reuven, which was the Eshes Levi, and vice versa, Yisachar will be able to go and be Miyabim, the Eshes Zvulun, who was the Eshes Shimon, because he was there at the same time. But all of this is only according to Reb Shimon, because according to Rabbanan, it makes absolutely no difference when the boy is born. At any time, he could have been born 20 years after Reuven passed away, but up in Shemayim, they are brothers. It's an Eishes Achshalei Ba'olam. And if according to Rabbanan, neither Yisachar nor Zvulun would be able to go and be Miyam any of the others, because they're all part of the mix of six brothers. Avram, not Avram. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. Yisachar, Zvulun, how can you be Miyam any of them? Because since one of them was Eishes Reuven and one of them was Eishes Shimon, you never knew Reuven and Shimon. I don't care if you didn't know them. You didn't know them. According to Rabbanan, it makes no difference. They are all Eishes Achshalei Ba'olam. Yisachar and Zvulun wouldn't be able to go and be Miyam. According to Reb Shimon, you can be Miyam. So therefore, getting back to our Gemara, four lines from the bottom, Avol Eishes Achav Shlohi Yabai Lamei Loi, that you cannot go and say Muteret Lezeh Asura Lezeh Muteret Lezeh Asura Lezeh. My time. Kim Neshumu Demishkachas Lo. Only according to Reb Shimon can you find such a case. Lerabanan Demishkachas Lo, but you can't find a case like Rabbanan. But Plutalei Kamaya, we don't want to get involved in Machlokes. Rav Safra Metargim, Rav Safra says, I agree with you in Halacha Abaye. However, I disagree with you whether or not we should apply Reb Chiya's rule of Bekulan Ani Koyrin Behen to our Mishnah or no. And therefore says Rav Safra. Rav Safra Metargim, Af Eishes Achshalei Ba'olamai. O Mishkachas La Mishita Achin. Val Hivud Reb Shimon. In other words, the very case that Abaye now said, yeah, it works out to Reb Shimon. But Pluk Le Kamayri, says Rav Safra, Yom Pluk Le Kamayri. And how's the case of Reb Shimon? Like Rashi wrote before, the Simonech Meis Noilad V'Yovim, Meis Noilad V'Yovim. Meis means that Reuven passed away. Noilad Yisachar was born. The Yibam, and after that, Levi was Miyabe, the Eishes Reuven. And then afterwards, Meis means again, Shimon passed away. Noilad Zvulun was born. And the Yibam, and now Yehuda was Miyabim, what was previously the Eishes Shimon. Again, that works only according to Shimon, but Rav Safra said, that's fine. So the Mishnah is Beplukta Kamayim. So therefore, Zokti Gemara Yetz. Now we have completed the initial question that we were asking. And that is, why did Rebbe say to Levi, Ein le'mech b'kod kodoy? And we said that the reason is because b'pluk v'loy kamayri, it's not true. You see that according to Rav Safra, he's applying the rule of Rav Chiya about asur lezeh, muteres lezeh, and the only way you can find it is b'pluk to kamayri. And so therefore, I see that the Mishnah is talking about the Plukta after all. So why was Levi Ein Le Moyach Bekod Kodoy in saying, I want to throw Anusas of it in? The Rashi takes that. Ella, Le Rebbe Hani Kloli Lesley, Reb Chiya, when he was learning his Braisa and interpreting the Mishnah, he said, you should know all of these 15. Asur Lezeh, Mutez Lezeh, Asur Lezeh, Mutez Lezeh. Rebbe says, Reb Chiya, with all due respect, leave me out of this. I don't want to touch this with a 9-foot pole. Why don't I want to touch it? Because look, I don't want to get involved in Machloikas. And you agree that according to Rav Safra, the only way you could find all 15 is Machloikas. I want to stay away from Machloikas. So that's Teretz number one on why Rebbe said to Levi, Ein Lo Moyach Bekod Kodesh. Rav Ada Karchina, Kami Dav Kana, Oma Mishmei De Rava, Lo'ilam Islay Le'Rabbi Hani Klali. No, Rabbi could agree with Rav Safa and with Rav Chiya and all the 15. V'achik Amalei. And what was his response, therefore, to Levi? Imoy Anusis Oviv B'chod Mishkachas Lo B'tarti Loi Kam Mishkachas Lo. Although the case of Anusis Oviv itself which is a relatively easy case, that I can find in the Mishnah, but I can't go and find that it would be betarti. What does that mean, betarti? Iyakov beis achoyos onas achoyos shehivem to mishkachesla who asu lezem eteres lezeh loy mishkachesla the ibeis nachriyos onas who asu lezem eteres lezeh mishkachesla achoyos shehivem to loy mishkachesla. The case of imayanusis oviv on its own is a simple case if you're just talking about two brothers and one son, meaning that, or one wife, I should say. It wasn't really a wife, it was an anusa. If you only have the two, so Reuven was ma'anis, Nebuch Rachmon Ritzlan, a lady. He gave birth to, Yaakov was ma'anis, a lady. He gave birth to Reuven. And now what happened was, there was another son, Shimon, from a legitimate wife. That legitimate wife, the son, Shimon, now went and married Anusas Oviv, which Machlokes of Yehuda Rabbanan, if that's permissible. But if you're going according to the Rabbanan, it's permissible. So Shimon married Anusas Oviv, and then after that, Shimon passed away, and Anusas Oviv now falls Leivim to Reuven. Reuven is the son of that Anusas Oviv. That's the case of Imai. That's how we learned Pshat in the Anusas Oviv yesterday. So that's straightforward. But we're now trying to adapt this now to Reb Chiya's rule about Asur Lezem, and therefore we're going to have that there were four brothers, with the two married to two sisters, and now the two fall to the other brothers. How are you going to have that case? So Rashi now explains why you can only have one of the two rules. One of the two rules means either Asur Lezem, Asur Lezem, or you have the Achoyis Shiyaventa, so, what is the case? So let's take a look at the Rashi. This is the first of the narrow lines. You know why you don't have that in the Mishnah? She at the Kiriba who are Sulam Zem Teresus. It's impossible to define that they have the two sisters falling to Yivam. Utehezu Asur Lezem Mishim Imay. Bechemzu alzeh, and the other one mishum imay umeteres l'shem. Ela chod mishkachas lo oy who asur lezem uteres l'shem. Oy achoyis shishevemta choyletzis oy mishevemes. Why can you only find one of the two cases? A trash. In Yaakov shtei achoyis anas. If Yaakov Avinu was ma'anis two separate sisters, v'yoldo lo yoachas levi, lo achas Yehuda, and one of them gave birth to levi, and one of them gave birth to Yehuda. And what happens now? So remember, Yaakov was Ma'anis, two separate sisters, gave birth to Levi and Yehuda. The Nasir Uvein Anusas Oviv, Imoy Shalevi. So now we have two other brothers on the scene. Now you always have to have four brothers, because two of them have to pass away, and then you have to have two Yevamim that have to make a decision. Can I be Miyavim? Can I not be Miyavim? So we have now Levi and Yehuda, who are sons of Yaakov, through this
A loose relationship.
And besides that, there were Baruch Hashem two other sons who were legitimate sons, Reuven and Shem. The Nasir Reuven Anusas Oviv Imoy Shel Levi. Remember, he was Ma'anis, two separate women, two separate Achoyas. So what happens? Reuven was married Anusas Oviv Imoy Shel Levi. And Shimon, the other surviving brother, Nos Anusas Oviv Imoy Shel Yehuda. Okay, if you hold like the Chacham, not like Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to marry Anusas Oviv. That's what each one did. Reuven married the Anusas Oviv, mother of Levi. Shimon married the Anusas Oviv, Imoy Shel Yehuda. Remember, there were two women that were Anusas over here.
Right.
So Reuven married one, and Shimon married the other. Achoyse kishi yevemta, nefeles liyivim lefnei Levi v'Yehuda, baneha mishkachesla. That I can find, that these two women now fall liyivim to Reuven and Shimon respectively. Why is that? Because their husbands passed away, and now they fall yibam to the remaining two brothers. Who asur lezem uteres lezem lemishkachasla? Why lefishu shteyan asurois al shneyan? Both of them are awesome. Why are they awesome? Imoy shalevi asuroloi mishum imoy vaachoisa mishum achoisa aim. Ooh, I didn't even think of that. Levi cannot go and marry his own biological mother because it's his mother. He also cannot be miyabim the other yavama, because the other yavama is not just a stranger, but happens to be his aunt. It's the sister of his mother. Also, why? Yeah. Because Yaakov was ma'anis two sisters. So therefore, not only can he not go be miyabim his own mother, but he can't be miyabim the sister either. But Yehuda has the exact same problem, that Yehuda says, one of them is my mami, and one of them is the achois, my mami, yeah, which is achoisahim, which is awesome.
There's no zika.
So therefore, that's why the Gemara is saying, Ushtein peturais min achalitza umin ayibim. And that's why the asur lezeh, muteris lezeh, loim mishkachas, because it's asur lezeh, the asur lezeh. Both of them are asur to each one.
Right.
So that's the case of the sheachos. The ishtei nochiyos on us. What happens if Yaakov went and he was ma'anis two fremda, not goyim, goytois, but we mean that they're not sisters. It's not.
Right.
He was ma'anis Smith and he was ma'anis Jones. But the old Galoy Beis Banim, now again the same story that they had two sons.
Levi
Yehuda. Levi Yehuda. Benosim Beis Banim Ishacher, so now the other two,
Reuben and Shimon, sons marry these two women.
Benofel Lefnei Beneim, who Asur Lezem, Muteris Lezem, Mishkachasla. That you can find.
Right, because they're not sisters, so there's no erva to interrupt that.
But the problem is, Avalava Choyes Nenu, Ve'ikan Milti, the Reb Chia, Misham Yim, Shtea Choyes Nokat. The whole rule that we had of Reb Chia and Muteris Lezem, it's all based on two brothers married two sisters. They're not two sisters. They're two Nachriyos. So the case doesn't exist.
It's a non-starter.
So that's a non-starter. So that's why Rebbe said to Levi, Engli Moyach Bekod Kodi. Because although the way we're learning the Mishnah, we can find the Bitam and the Bas, Bitam and the Bas, all those cases we can find. And you can add the case of Anusas of it as well. Yes, that's true. But if I want to go and subscribe to Reb Chia, saying that all the cases are Sula, Zem, Tez, Zem, in this case, it's impossible.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work, because we have to find two women, right? In the case of Anusas of the Lord of our Mishnah, just one woman, because we don't have to have two.
And if it's two sisters, there are Royos, and that's it. It's not starters, no Zika.
Exactly.
Right, but if they're Nachrios, then it doesn't work.
Because you don't have two sisters. So like a Mishrachasla. So that's
each one could, hypothetically, miyabim either one of the women.
Mm-hmm.
They're not excluding each other as sisters.
Exactly. Where are you now? I'm going to repeat again from the.
I'm thinking of the fourth line.
Let me start from the second line. Rav Avik Achinam Mishmeder became the Rav Kana Oma Mishmeder Rav. Even Yisrael the Rabbi Hani Klod. He does hold the Rav Chiyas Klod. Vachik Amalei. Imay Anusis Oviv. I can find one of the two. But both parts of what Reb Chiya said don't work. That you have two Yevomis who are two Achoyois. That's the first shot of Rashi. Asura Lezemeter Zezel. That I can find. Because both of them are Suras to each one, because they're either his mother or his aunt, the Achoyisaim. Elamai the Ibeiz Nachriyos on us. You're talking about, he just adds the word law. The Ibeiz Nachriyos on us, if Yaakov was Ma'anis, two Nachriyos, not related. Then that's fine. Yes, Reuven would be able to go and marry the mother of Shimon, and Shimon would be able to marry the mother of Reuven. Yeah, that works. Because they're not Achoyos. And that's why Rebbe said, Levi, you don't know what you're talking about. He doesn't hold his cloth. He's willing to learn with the plukta. So why is he critical of Levi? If you would be medayik the next Mishnah in our Masechta, we have a Mishnah back on Daf Yud Gimel in another couple of days. The Masnis of Yehudi, the Mishnah over there. And therefore, the Mishnah over here goes according to Yehuda, the Asim Anusas Aviv.
Right.
And therefore, since the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel is talking about Anusas Aviv, and it goes according to Yehuda, then our Mishnah should also go according to Yehuda. And if our Mishnah goes according to Yehuda, then I cannot find a case of a legitimate Anusas Aviv in our Mishnah. Because what means Anusas Aviv? That you have Reuven was born from the Anusa, right. Shimon now marries that Anusa. The Anusa, the Shimon passes away, and the Anusa falls for her own son to Reuven. That was the kash of Levi. Let's go and throw that in our Mishnah. According to Yehuda, you can never have such a case, because Shimon is not allowed to marry the Anusas of it, just like he cannot marry the Ashes of it. Now, we paskin like, not that we paskin, but the next mission, Yud Gimel, that goes according to Yehuda, the awesome Anusas of it. How do I know? Tiktani. Next Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel Shesha Reis Chamuris Me'elu, besides the 15 of our Mishnah, the 6 are even more Chamur. However, because they cannot be married to the brothers, they can only be married to fremde, to strangers, to the same mutaris, because it's a tzara shaloi b'makoy mitzvah. What are those cases? Imoy v'eishes oved, v'chalis oved, and three more cases. So what's the case of imoy? What the Gemara is saying is, well, what's your normal case of imoy? Reuven has a mother. Let it say in our Mishnah that Reuven can never be miyavim his own mother. Now, how would that be that Reuven would be faced with marrying or being miyavim his own mother? It must be that the two brothers, Reuven and Shimon went and married Reuven's mother. How could Shimon marry Reuven's mother? After all, isn't it also his mother? After all, they were two brothers.
It's a half mother.
It's a half. They were half brothers. Okay, so there was a different mother. But this was the mother of Reuven. So how did he become the mother of Reuven? How did she become the mother of Reuven? Because she was married to Reuven's father. But Reuven's father is also Shimon's father. So in other words, Yaakov had two wives. And one of the wives was Leah, and one was Rachel. Leah gave birth to Reuven. Rachel gave birth to Binyamin. So now, after that, Binyamin goes and marries not his own mother, but he marries the mother of Reuven, he marries Leah. Is he allowed to go and marry Leah? Chas shalom, it's aishes oved, that's impossible. So therefore, you can never have a case of if Binyamin passes away, and then aishes oved remains for Reuven, it's his mother. That's the second case of the Mishnah, Ima v'eishes oved. Eishes oved, impossible. Binyamin can never go and marry Leah, because Leah is the wife of his father Yaakov. So if Shimon did, it's an Issachar race, and therefore she would not fall Yibam to her son. So that's ridiculous. But what's the Imoy case? Imoy, obviously, that's the same Eishes Oviv, right? If it's Mamish's own mother, or it's Eishes Oviv. Must be talking about a Nusas Oviv. What the Mishnah tells us is that if Yaakov Avinu went and was Ma'anis Leah and had Reuven, and then he married Rachel and he had Binyamin, and now Binyamin decides to go and marry the Eishes, not the Eishes, the Anusas Oviv, that's Leah, the mother of Reuven. Okay, that's a good case. He married her. He's allowed to marry, according to Rabbanim, he's allowed to marry Anusas Oviv. So Binyamin married Leah. Binyamin died. And now that Anusas Oviv, the mother of Reuven, falls to Yibam for Reuven. Why does it say in the Mishnah that they're so chomer that you cannot find the case of Yibam? You can find the case of Yibam. It's the Chasimim, Zotimar, my Imoy, Elaim and Nusas Oviv, Hainu Eishes Oviv. That's the next case in the Mishnah. Elam must be talking about Anusas Oviv. Uktanim Nation Nusas Lachayim, Lachayim in Laachim Loi. She could not marry Binyamin. She could only marry somebody, a stranger. Man Shamas Lady Islay Hai Swara. Who holds that the Anusas Oviv could only marry a stranger and not another son of Yaakov? That's a Yehuda, the Osman Nusas Oviv. So that Mishnah clearly goes like Rabbi Yehuda, Anusas Oviv is Asur. And now you're saying, throw it into our Mishnah. That's why it cannot be in our Mishnah. It cannot be in our Mishnah and say that there could be a case of Yibam, but because of the Erva, they point us to the Sayan, and then say in the next Mishnah, no, it's impossible for there to be such a case. You know why? Because of the fact that you're not allowed to go and marry Anusas Oviv, and therefore the only case of a tzara would be a tzara shaloi b'makom mitzvah. Barry, are you following? Or if you
you're going a little fast here. So on this last nakuda here, so we're jumping ahead to the Mishnah in Gimel, and we're saying is that and we had already before the machlokas of Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda.
When you're allowed to marry an Anusas Oviv.
Right. So we had that already. Great. So we're proving from the Mishnah in Gimel that the Mishnah Yigimel goes
like a Yehuda
because
of the fact that it says that you cannot find a Yibum case by these six. That's what
that's why the Tzaras are Mutter. That's why the Tzaras are Mutter.
Why the Tzaras Mutter?
Because there's no Yibum case to interfere with the Tzaras being Mutter. There's nothing there. There's no Zika.
So when would you have a Tzara? Only Shaloi b'Makom Mitzvah, where there is no Yibum. So what means the Tzara Shaloi b'Makom Mitzvah? That a stranger, Smith from Chicago, married the Anusas of this Reuven, and then he subsequently died, and he left over the Anusas of Reuven together with three or four other wives. Would that be a problem of Reuven marrying any of the tzaras? The answer is, of course he can marry those tzaras, because the tzaras or Erev is only usher in a Yibum situation. When Smith passed away, Smith was not related whatsoever. Right. So Reuven's allowed to go marry the Tzara of his mother, right, of the Anusa Sof.
Right.
He can't marry the Anusa Sof. That's about it. That's usher. That's his Erev. That's his mother. But he can marry the Tzara. I always thought in our mission to just like the Erev is usher, the Tzara is usher. That's only in a Yibum setting. If it was Binyamin, the brother of Reuven, that married the Anusa Sof, and Binyamin had two or three other wives.
The Soros are Asur Atzof Olam, because that's our first.
Right. Ah, so we see from that Mishnah that Anusas Aviv is not on the radar screen for our Mishnah. Right. Our Mishnah cannot add Anusas Aviv as case number 16. Why not? Because the only way you could figure out a case that Anusas Aviv Imai falls to the son is if Reuven's brother Binyamin were to go and marry Reuven's mother, the Anusas Aviv. But you're not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. It's an erva. How do I know that it's asur? Because I see in the next Mishnah that the Mishnah says that there is no hechetimta of an imoy or eshes aviv. Why is there no hechetimta of a yibam by imoy? Because the next brother is not allowed to go marry the mother of his half-brother. Right. Why can't he? She's an anusas aviv. Yes. I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So just like that Mishnah holds that there's no case of yibam, because that Mishnah goes...
And therefore the Tzara Samotar.
Exactly. So just like that Mishnah is going to Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is also going to Rabbi Yehuda. So if our Mishnah is going to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot add anusas aviv as another case of poitis tzareseyan in a situation of...
Could you just read inside again from the Masisim Rabbi Yehudi? Because that's...
Masisim Rabbi Yehudi. My time with Daikis Masisim. You should call me Medaik from the next Mishnah, that our Mishnah is also Rabbi Yehudi. The awesome Anusa Sof. He holds you now that I have Anusa Sof. Diktoni, what does it say in the next Mishnah? Shesha Royis Chomuris Mehelu. They're Chomer in the sense that you don't even... It doesn't even come on the radar screen to talk about yes, Yibam, does a Patat Tzari saying, etc. And they Shehein Nesuis La'acherim. Because they can never be married to brothers. They can only be married to fremde, to strangers. Since they can only be married to strangers, there's never a case of Yibam or of a Tzara. And that's why Tzara is saying Mutaris. What are those six cases? The Gemara here brings only the first three. Imay Eshes Aviv, the Achois Aviv. In all of these three cases, it's impossible for a brother to marry one of these three women. And since it's impossible for him to marry, then you'll never have a Yibam situation where the brother passes away. The brother can't marry them in the first place. The brother's not allowed to go and marry his own mother or his brother's mother. Sigh whether that brother's mother, because it was a son of an Anusa. Sai even happens to be the son of an Eshes Aviv. Now the Eshes Aviv is covered in the Mishnah. Imam Eshes Aviv. So that we're not talking about. My Imam, Frey Timar. Imam Nesuas Aviv, and Eshes Aviv. That's what he said. Elav, it's an Anusa Aviv. Uktani, what does it say? That the Tzoris are Mutter, Mepneshe Nesuas Lacherim, because these women married fremde, stranger.
Right.
Why can't they marry the brothers? Lacherim in Lachin Loi. You know why they didn't marry the brothers? Man Shamas like the Isli Haisvar Rabbi Yehuda, the Arsab Anusas Aviv. He says that a brother is not allowed to marry an Anusas Aviv. Since a brother cannot marry Anusas Aviv, I'm never going to have a case of a Tzara of the Anusas Aviv, because there's never a Yibam situation. Shemhachi Leitani Lein, that's why I, Rabbi, didn't include that case in the first Mishnah. Nah. Even a country of Yehuda, you could find a case in our Mishnah. The Avar, the Nosef, if Bidyavid, the Binyamin in our case, remember we had Yaakov, he was Ma'anes Leah, Leah gave birth to
Reuven,
now he married legitimately Rachel gave birth to Binyamin. What happens now? Is Binyamin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, allowed to go and marry or be Miyabeng the mother of Reuven? The answer is no. Mitunish. Why? Because it says in the Torah, according to Yehuda, it's Asur. But what happens if Yehuda says, Yor Torah, Nish Torah, I don't care, boom! And he married her anyway, and at the Chasana they serve Chazer together with Busa B'chulav. And Nishka is great, it's a tzaddik, this fellow. So when I'm the Ovinasa, Binyamin went and married that Anusa Sar.
Is Kedushin Tofes on that?
The answer is yes. The Kedushin is Tofes.
It's only allowed.
It's not allowed. Because it's only allowed. Of course, it says it on the Omer base, which we'll get there.
Okay,
so he went and married her. And now what happens? And eventually, Binyamin passes away. He deserves to pass away. He married a woman that he shouldn't have married. And now Anusa Sar falls to Reuven. Oh, so we could find a case, after all, where when Shimon violated
a Russia case,
when Binyamin went and married her when he was
legally improperly.
Says the Gemara, you're right. Abdi, look, Tony, we don't want to find a case where the brother who married and eventually died did something in violation of the law. You're right. Di over the Nosif, you could find another case, a 16th case. But the E-Lektan, we don't want to talk about an E-Ovar where the mess before he passed away got involved in a legal marriage. We don't want to talk about illegal marriages, even though we could have. We don't want to. I can find you another case where the brother that died married legally, and therefore you don't have your kasha of the Ogre of Anusa, who was Ogre. He married legally, and again, Anusa, and you can add that case to our Mishnah. What is this case? Now, this case is worse in a sense. We start a brand new case now. Yaakov Onas Kolosai. Yaakov had a son, Reuven. Reuven was married to
Mrs. Reuven.
Mrs. Reuven, who was the Kolosai, the daughter-in-law
of
Yaakov. Okay, it's normal. Yaakov has Reuven. Reuven's married to his daughter, the daughter-in-law. Fine. Unfortunately, Yaakov is not the Yaakov Avinu of our Torah. This is Yaakov of
Russia,
who was a brother of Haman. And what did he do? But he was Jewish. And in Onas Kolosai, he went and was Ma'anis, his own daughter-in-law. Rachman was. And now they had another son. Now this son, of course, is a son of Yaakov. And since it's the son of Yaakov, and Yaakov has an earlier son,
Reuven.
So this son now is a brother of Reuven.
Right.
It's a son of the Mrs. Reuven, but it's not a son of Reuven.
Right.
It's a brother of Reuven. Okay? And what happens now? Reuven b'loy banim. You don't have a Yibum situation or anything else. You know what happened over here? Well, at least we don't have yet.
Right.
Reuven was married to Mrs. Reuven. Is anything wrong with Reuven being married to Mrs.
Reuven?
Not
at all.
So it's totally legitimate. It's not a case of Ovar Venosif.
It's Yaakov who did the illegitimate.
Exactly.
Literally.
Good. And now Reuven passed away, b'loy banim, without kids. Now, what happens now? Who is the brother of Reuven?
This grandson of Yaakov.
The son of this Kolosai.
Right.
Okay, and what happens now? The Noflola. Now the Kolosai, Mrs. Reuven, who is the Yavama, the Almana, she falls now, Kamibra, in front of her own son.
Biologically.
And now would she be able to be Nisyabim through her own son?
Of course not.
Avada Nish. And so therefore, Umigu di Asira, since this is prohibited, Tsarasanami Asira, if Reuven had other wives, they also could not be Nisyabim through this Mamzer, for the reason that what? That they are Tsore Shaloi B'Makim Mitzvah. There's no Mitzvah over here.
Right.
She's also, I should say, it's like the first Mishnah we had in Mamzer.
Right.
This is a mother-son relationship, which obviously is an Erva. This is a Tsores Erva, and therefore it's Pater. So why didn't we add that to our Mishnah? And what's the benefit of this case over the previous case? Because the previous case was talking about that the mess that passed away, he was over and Israel.
Right, is a Russia.
The Russia. The Binyamin had married Anusas Ovid, and that was terrible.
The Nifter didn't do anything wrong. It's his father who did something.
Exactly. The Nifter is totally blameless. So let's add that to the Mishnah. On Malay, he said, Bi'achvasa, de'atera kamayri. When we have Achim brothers that are mutter to each other, legitimate total brothers, that's correct. But to go and create a new brother through Amamzer, we don't want to talk about Rishon, we don't want to get involved in that in the Mishnah. So this was a very gishmaka Gemara going back and forth, this case and that case. And now says the Gemara, even though Rebbe was critical of Levi and said, Levi, how can you even think something like that? When Levi, the word bodka is not a Russian bedika, but Rashi says bodka means when he was magia, meaning that when Levi constructed his Toiseftis and his brises, which those brises were based on the Mishnayis, what did Levi do? Levi wrote in his 16. Even though in our Mishnah says 15, Levi wrote in 16. How can Bodka Levi, Alpha became, Bodka Levi Masisin, when Levi went and assembled his brises, he threw it in to Tony Levi. Imoy, the case of Imoy, which is missing in our Mishnah, sometimes it would pater a tzara, sometimes it would not pater a tzara. Keitzer, hoise Imoy misuas oviv, a regular normal mami, v'nisis li ochiv me oviv, and now Binyamin married Leah, who was misuas oviv. That is a prohibited marriage.
Right.
Why is it prohibited marriage? Because that's his Aishas of it, Aishas of it is Kores.
Right.
Since it's Kores, this is not a legitimate marriage.
Right.
Therefore, she's not going to fall Liyibam to Reuven. Umes, and now when that Binyamin passed away, so Imoy Shein Peteres Sarasa. Why doesn't she part of the Tzara? Because this, it's as if she was never married. Because Ein Kiddushin Toivs Mechayov increases, it's as if she was never married. So then, you could marry the Tzara. It wasn't a Tzara of a Mokam Erva, because his Erva was never married in the first place. It's not like our Mishnah, where when Shimon marries the Bitoy of Reuven, that's fine, he's allowed to, it's his niece, it's okay. Here we're talking about that it was a marriage born in Issur. If Binyamin marries Leah, which happens to be Eishes Oviv, the Eishisha of Yaakov, which is his father, that's an Issachares. Issachares is not Chal. Look at the last Rashi. Ho Yisei'imai Nesuas Oven Issus Le'ochem Le'ovev Umeis Lo'itavzi Kedushin Bo. There's no Tvisis Kedushin. Shari Eishes Abikares. But Min Le'kamon Ein Kedushin Tvisis V'chevi Krisis. So Divya Kol Hilkach Kishameis Rosh Hazeh. When this Rosh, this Binyamin Rosh, who went and married his own Eishes Oviv, Lo'inofle Zu Le'yibam Lefnei Bino, this wife that he married, the Nusuas Oviv, never falls the Yibam for her own natural son Reuven. To love Eishes Achava, it wasn't an Eishes Ach, it never was an Eishes Achava. Ve'ena Pateres Sarasa. Why wasn't it an Eishes Ach? Because his marriage was never invalid, it was never enforceable.
It was never Eishes.
It was never Eishes. But goes like, Ve'ena Pateres Sarasa. So therefore, when Binyamin passed away, leaving these two women, says Reuven, that woman that happens to be my mother, she was never married to him in the first place. That was not valid.
Right.
The Masada Kedushin didn't know what he was doing. The whole thing was batal mavutal ka'afrad arav. So she's only, my brother was only married to one lady, legitimately. So I can marry her. She's not a tzara of an erva because there was no erva married here in the first place.
So the tzara does have a zika to Reuven. It requires chalitza or yibam.
Exactly. That's why it says in Peteres Sarasa. Let's go to the second case. But hoisa imoy anuzas oviv, v'nisis li'ochiv mei oviv, umeis, and he died, so he married the anuzas oviv, not the nesuas oviv, zui imoy shepeteres Sarasa. This is a case where the mami does pat the tzara. Why is that? Because here says the top Rashi, Kedushin Toivsin Ba, by Nusus Ovid, the Kedushin is Toivis. Vafilah Rabbi Yehuda, even a Kutch Rabbi Yehuda, are you allowed to marry a Nusus Ovid? No. But a Kedushin Toivsin Ba Chayav Elavin. That's what we spoke about in the Amud Aleph.
Right.
That as opposed to Nusus Ovid,
right,
which in Isser Kores, here by a Nusus Ovid, it's an Ovid, it's a Lav.
It is Toivis. There is Ishus.
Ukisha Mesa. Now when Binyamin dies, Nimtis Tzorasa, Tzoras Erva, and therefore Uven cannot marry, certainly can't marry his mother, the Anusis Ovid.
But also, so the Tzoras Pater doesn't need Chalitza or Yibam or anything.
Exactly.
No Zika.
So what are we saying? What we're saying is that Levi in his Mishnah and his Brisa did add Anusis up. That he, Rebbe, stayed away from, Levi did add in his Mishnah or in his Brisa the Anusas of. And therefore said Levi proudly in his price, even though the Mishnah says 15, Yesh Banu HaHoysef, we could find the cage of Sheish Esrei going to of 16. Do you want to stop here or you want to learn another couple of lines?
It's already 9:20.
So we'll stop over here.
Okay.
And let's continue tomorrow.
And then digest this.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, in terms of